America Weekend. Welcome to America Weekend. I am Paul Harris. My next guest is a scientist who has written books like Death from the Skies and now writes a column for Slate.com about science, the miracles of what happens in the sky and on our own planet. And he also rails regularly against people who promote pseudoscience and anti-science nonsense, climate change deniers, anti-vaxxers, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Phil Plate, welcome to America Weekend.
Hi, Paul. Thanks. It's great to talk to you again.
Always a pleasure having you on the show. You had a column just this last week on Slate entitled, Why is Our Government Attacking Science? You are a guy who used to work in organizations that were funded by our government. How are they now changing to actually be attacking science?
Well, the government's been attacking science for a long time. It saw its heyday, I guess you'd say, back in the Bush administration days when people who were clearly and vocally against real science were being put into agencies like NASA and vetting some of the products that they were doing. So you had somebody who didn't believe in the Big Bang was working on, you know, press releases for NASA science. It was crazy. But it's happening now. We have Lamar Smith, who is the head of the House Science Committee, who wants to put the National Science Foundation on notice, basically, and say, we don't like the way you're picking your grants, the way you're funding them, and we want politics to be more important than science, is essentially what he's saying. The NSF uses peer review to pick what grants they give. You approach them and say, I've got this research I want to do. I need some amount of money. A bunch of other scientists look at it, and they say, you know what? This is going to help us. This is great research. Or you haven't defined your goals well enough or whatever. We're not going to fund it. That's the way it works. It's a great method. It's worked for a long time. What Lamar Smith wants to do is basically say, no, we don't want you to do it that way. We want a set of government rules that says, does your research help the welfare of the United States? Does it help our national defense? It's things like that. It's very clearly the government trying to stick its thumb on the scale of science.
Sounds like politics would get in the way, that politicians would be deciding for political purposes what science to fund.
That is precisely correct, and it's not just Lamar Smith. And again, let me point out, he is the head of the House Committee on Science. And he is a vocal anti-global warming person. He denies that global warming is real, and yet he is basically in charge of the House Science Committee. It's bizarre, as most of the other members of the committee on the Republican side are very anti-science. But that's not the only place it's happening. In Louisiana, in 2008, the governor, Bobby Jindal, signed into law the Orwellianly named Louisiana Science Education Act, which basically makes it legal to teach creationism or any other type of religious belief in a science class. Now, this is completely unconstitutional, and it's been fought. It's been tried to repeal three times, and it's failed every time. I wrote about that this morning, as a matter of fact, on my column on Slate. This is injecting, again, more political and religious ideology into science where it does not belong.
I know there's a 19-year-old kid from Rice University named Zach Coplin who's been fighting against that in Louisiana, and the bill lost again in just the last few days, right?
That's right. It was just last week. Zach is a hero of mine. He's a young man, and he was doing this in high school. Now he's at Rice University. He's like 19 or 20 years old. And three times they have tried to repeal this clearly unconstitutional law. And he's had the help of several people, including another Louisiana state senator, Karen Carter Peterson, 78 Nobel laureates. The City Council of New Orleans said they can't abide by this law. The Thomas B. Fordham Institute, which is a conservative think tank, said, yeah, this sucks. You can't do this. You're legislating creationism in the classroom. And yet there's just a handful on a committee in the Louisiana legislature which keeps voting down this repeal. This unconstitutional law is still the law in the state of Louisiana.
I have to ask, Phil, it sounds like you're only attacking Republicans for attacking science, but if you're going to say, why is our government attacking science, that would have to include the Obama administration. What are they doing in this regard?
That's correct. They've accused of that a lot, and I'll get back to that in just a second. But you're correct. Right now, the White House put out their fiscal year 2014 NASA budget. The White House puts out basically a budget request every year. They work with NASA and say, "What do you guys want to do? Here's how much money we'll give you to do it." And Congress has their own budget that they put together, and then they have to kind of figure this all out together. And the Obama White House budget cut a huge amount out of planetary exploration, defunding or taking like $300 million, I believe, is the number, out of future planetary exploration, which is crippling. It's a huge amount of money. Not only that, but for reasons beyond my understanding, they've crippled NASA's education efforts. There are a lot of different ways that NASA does education, but one of them is that each mission that launches and goes to a different planet or observes something gets money to do education based on that mission. And what the White House budget does is it takes that away from the mission and gives it to the Department of Education or the National Science Foundation or the Smithsonian. And these are groups that aren't really prepared to take this on. NASA is good at doing that. So are these other groups. But to take it away from NASA, who has experience and has built up an infrastructure of how to do this, just to basically take it away and give it to somebody else, is nuts. I do not understand why they're doing that. Cooperation would be great. Getting the Department of Education involved would be fine. Taking away this thing entirely and handing it over to somebody else is crazy talk.
Phil, I'm curious here. Obviously, NASA is something that we need the government to do, although private industry is beginning to be a part of NASA's mission with SpaceX, et cetera, and they're getting funding from NASA, so indirectly from taxpayers as well. But I'm curious about why we don't just take government out of science altogether, thus avoiding any possible political claims and just leaving it to the scientists. Would that be possible?
I don't know if it would be possible politically. It's certainly possible theoretically. We give our taxes to a lot of organizations, which then take it and do what they need to do with it. You need some oversight. You don't want just to hand money to people and say, "Here you go," because that doesn't go very well. However, the scientific process works pretty well. Scientists are pretty good at policing themselves, for the most part. And so keeping government out of that is very important. When government gets involved with science, science is crippled. You can look at somebody like Lysenko, who had a bizarre notion of how genetics worked back in the middle of the last century. His ideas were very popular with the Communist Party, which then basically politicized his science, and it crippled their country. It was the way they did their agriculture and everything was grievously harmed by these ideas. And that's really a shining example of why you do not want government interfering with science. Science is the pursuit of reality, using evidence and checking yourself to make sure you're not making a mistake and looking at everything very carefully and skeptically. That's not the way politics works. Politics is beliefs and investment in the way you think things should be, and when you mix the two, it can be a lot of trouble. The best thing to do is for science to be funded by the public because it's expensive, but it's for the best interest of everybody. Science helps us learn. All of our technology, a lot of our economy depends on it. It needs to be able to go where it's going to go. It needs the freedom of research, of exploration, without being hobbled and crippled by political ideology.
So how do we change it?
I don't know. To be honest, you know what? I'm not an expert in this sort of thing. However, I do know when it's being unfairly treated. That's easy to see. I can't tell you what the right thing to do is necessarily, but I can definitely tell you what the wrong thing to do is. And the wrong thing to do is to legislate political ideology, to legislate religion, and to violate the First Amendment, like the Louisiana State Legislature is doing, by allowing creationism to be taught in the classrooms. That is the wrong way to do it.
The unfortunate thing for advocates of science, such as you and me, is this is not an issue that people are going to vote on. When they go to the polls, it's very hard to motivate people because, frankly, most people don't like science and math, or think they don't like science and math. I think that's the way to put it. They think they don't like science and math. And so, scientists confuse me. This politician is saying things in simple terms that I understand, so I'm going to believe him.
It's a really interesting dichotomy between what people say and what they do. Science actually polls very high. when there are national polls about, do you like science, do you appreciate science, has science made a change in your life? Generally, a majority of people say, yes, science has made their life a lot better. On the other hand, when people vote, they're not thinking in that manner a lot of the times. They're
right.
being more reactive, more emotional. And so they say, this person is saying things I like to hear. I'm going to vote for them.
And that's how you end up with people in there who are anti-science and yet running a science committee in the Congress of the United States. Phil, keep up the great work. It's always a pleasure having you on. Thanks for your time today.
Thank you very much, Paul.
That's Phil Plait. Writes a great column for Slate.com, also the author of the book, Death from the Skies. I'm Paul Harris. This is America Weekend. America.